The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Larry Donnelly is with me, the long lecturer at the University of Galway and a columnist with thejournal.ie. Larry, were you at all surprised yesterday when Donald Trump seemed to renege on the cast iron deal he struck with Ursula von der Leyen in Turnberry?
Nothing surprises me with Donald Trump anymore. This didn't surprise me at all. I think a lot of people on the side of the Atlantic, including some of our own political leaders, said that the one good thing about this deal was that it provided a sense of certainty. The reality is that nothing is certain with Donald Trump. We don't appear to have a signed deal. And if we did, even if we did, nothing really is there to keep Donald Trump from walking away from a deal he set. And anybody who's followed his career, whether in real estate development or in politics, knows that his word doesn't usually last, and that bait and switch tactics are what he employs on a regular basis. At the moment, he's just looking at numbers that show $150 billion of additional revenue have flowed into the United States. But there are multiple ways of looking at that, and it mightn't be the win that he expects. But certainly when you look at his pronouncements on tariffs, he does really seem to believe that they're effective at some level. And of course, that unleashes global uncertainty with respect to the economy, and it's not a good thing for anybody.
So the advice, it seems, would be just expect uncertainty. That's the certainty over the next few years, is that even until we get a deal, there's uncertainty. And even after we get a deal, if there is ink on paper, there's still a degree of uncertainty. And we just have to almost plan for that.
I think that that is absolutely true. And I'd say a couple of things in response. I think this is already underway. I think the European Union as a whole and here in Ireland are starting to look elsewhere outside the United States in terms of trading partners, because, of course, we do have a very dependent relationship in terms of trade with the United States. But a lot of the old absolutes and the old things that we could take for granted are now thrown out the window. So I think that that's something to watch for. The other thing is domestically, and the key question in the midst of all of this is, for most Americans, what Trump is saying on tariffs and what Trump is saying about America first, all of it sounds good and all of it's a little bit abstract. But when and if these tariffs and this dancing around and all these tactics he's using, when and if they come to bite Americans, and we have seen inflation on the rise, for instance, when they come to bite ordinary Americans, that's when this could damage Donald Trump politically. And of course, the midterms are coming hot and heavy next year. So that's another thing to look out for in the midst of all this chaos.
So one of the assessments I heard of all of this yesterday was that we should ignore it, because when he says 250% tariffs in a couple of years' time, that, you know, we'll have had midterm elections and we'll be into the next presidential election cycle, and pretty soon Donald Trump will be history. You know, all of this uncertainty will be behind us. We will have the return to normalcy.
I just don't know if that's true. I think that there's definitely a point in that, in the sense that Trump is limited in terms of the duration of his time. Midterms, after the midterms, a second term president is typically a lame duck. Democrats may do well and be able to constrain him. But there are a couple of other things to be said. I mean, look, this is a president who oftentimes bypasses Congress and governs by executive order. He might get reeled back on that one in the courts. We'll see. But in terms of the United States' relationship with the rest of the world, not just on economics or on trade, I do think that the recalibration is going to be a lasting one. Whoever succeeds Donald Trump, whether they're Republican or Democrat, they're not likely to be as radical or drastic in what they say and sometimes what they do. But I do think that the sentiment in the United States, which is sort of America first, which is this notion that the United States has gotten ripped off on the global stage for too long, I do think that that is going to manifest itself, perhaps not in tariffs, but in things like tinkering with the tax code to effectively incentivize, but to punish American multinationals who take jobs overseas and bring back what people in America would see as American jobs in an effort to try to bring them home. So I do think that in the future, things are going to change dramatically. And of course, for a country like Ireland, which has built up a relationship of economic dependency on U.S. companies, properties, that could have serious consequences.
Well, what's the kind of prudent course of action then in terms of looking at new markets and developing new relationships, if indeed this becomes the status quo and there's, you know, a kind of more distant relationship between Boston and Berlin? You know, because a lot of people would strike pretty stark warnings about finding ourselves immersed in China's kind of Belt and Road policy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why, there is this sort of dependence on trade with the United States, because the other routes are fraught with peril as well. You instance the relationship with China, which obviously for all sorts of reasons is going to have to be thought about and deepened in some respects. But that doesn't mean it's easy or straightforward. Mm. There's no easy way out of any of this. Again, what I think is unfortunate is the old absolutes, the transatlantic relationship, all the things that led to, I suppose, mutual in many respects prosperity over the years, that is being fundamentally re-examined and recast by the United States. And as a result, Europe has to make some pivots. It obviously has to be shrewd as it does so, but those pivots do need to be made.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway, columnist with thejournal.ie. Larry, always illuminating, so thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.